Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hey, chickens. I should come near the microphone, shouldn't I? Hey, chickens. Fabulous out of Richard. It's my theories. Hey, chickens. This is the Fabulous Adam Richard. This is the last episode for a little while. I'm going to have a break. But this episode, Peter has been watching The Terror of the Autons and has been texting me during it. And it's quite spectacular. I'm going to have to edit out a lot of swear words. Anyway, the 70s! Exclamation mark. Oh, do I have to do that like the Dalek? No, I'm not going to. Animal cruelty and beige. Oh, it takes me back. Oh, I love the Master's van. I mean, TARDIS. Yay, Roger Delgado. And he's done, like, the emoji with the hearts around it. Heart face emoji. Conjurers. Hilarious. Yeah, I found that funny too. Ooh, Roger Delgado is such a sassy queen with that finger snap. I'll give Pertwee the velvet jackets. I do love a bit of velvet or velour. Probably velour. It's more affordable. Oh, wow. Joe looks so young. I know. Katie Manning's. Oh, I mean, it was 50 years ago. Ham-fisted bun vendor. Laughing emoji. Eyes watering. I'll give you 9 opposable digits. Oh, that's right. This welding or whatever it was from some planet, and they have 9 opposable digits. Oh, tea lady. Welcome to the 70s, doctor. He's got an eye roll emoji. General science at A level, not a thing. Danger, keep clear of radio telescopes. Sounds like there's a gang of radio telescopes beating people up. Oh, ticker tapes, it must be science. Thermos flask, oh my god, it's my favourite character so far. Oh, is this the first use of the tissue compression eliminator, the TCE? Yes, I think it is, Peter. The soundtrack is doing my head in. I'd forgotten the Pertwee era was the synth era. I love it, I love the crazy synthesizer music. The master is hot and I'm standing by it. What a dish. Oh no, Peter's tipped over at the edge. He's into the master now. Oh, poor Jo. She's really trying and everyone's being awful to her. Well, boo, Bessie. Oh, Captain Yates. Bless her. She's the modern face of UNIT. I'd forgotten Bowler had a Time Lord with CSO, which sounds like a TARDIS. Jackanapes. Oh, I'm using that again. It's been ages. Oh, jackanapes is such a great swear word. I remember in the 80s, there was a discussion in, might have been Doctor Who magazine, where someone thought jackanapes was the master's real name. And it had to be pointed out that it was just a really old-fashioned insult. Like a cad. Talking about the doctor and master's degree results is so middle class. Oh, yeah, the master got better marks than the doctor did. It would have been much more fun if the master had left a bucket of water over the door rather than an atomizer. Oh, my God. What monster kills someone before they can finish their boiled egg? Poor Eggsy. He lost his egg. Oh, Roger Delgado is such a smoothie. He's great. Shut up, Yates. Oh, Peter doesn't like Captain Yates, by the way. I don't know if you've told. Oh, Nicholas Courtney is so much fun. Yeah, I love the Brigadier. Action Joe. Isn't any plan of the Master's a master plan? Oh, dear. Office politics of the Autons. Farrell's just wet them, that's for sure. Yates taken out by Joe. Why am I not surprised? Inflatable chairs of the Autons. Magician, conjurer, the master must be getting peed off by now. Death by deflation. Oh, my God, this is so fun. That's Peter saying that about the show. I mean, I'm also saying that about Peter's texts, by the way. The master knows how to use a few inches more effectively than a few yards. Oh, what a saucy bitch. Joe's rubbish it through the keyhole, a desk, a phone. Try harder, Miss Grant. Mr. Farrell Sr. is nobody's fool. Old codgers rock. Hasn't Joe reported back that Farrell's fine? Wouldn't that pin down which factory it might be where she was hypnotized? Just punch Yates again, Joe. Don't listen to his crap. The way the devil doll gets up is very much like me getting out of bed in the morning. But he looks better doing it. Oh, elephant cruelty of the Autons. Why is Liberace walking that elephant around? It was a very spangly elephant trainer. Looking at Mr. and Mrs. Farrell is like seeing an alternate universe where Mr. and Mrs. Poacher won the lottery. I'm totally in for that sitcom, by the way. Ooh, hello, strong man. He's totes butch with big thews and budging lallies. I have no idea what any of those words mean. Peter talks purely in English sometimes. He's from Birmingham. Although Tony being his name has just burst the bubble a little bit. Strong Tony. I'm Strong Tony. Evil doll action. Oh, Mrs. Poacher is horrified. Is this... Is this the British Joey Exotic? What? Joe Exotic. Oh, I see. Like the tiger. Yes, yes. Wanting to feed the doctor the tigers is a dead giveaway. Yes. Tony is floored by a beaker. What a disappointment. Yeah, she was all, what do you call it? Fur coat, no knickers. beaten up by Joe Exotic and some literal clowns. What a day at the office. The credits just had strong man for Tony. He had a name. Use it. They used a lot of plastic to make that bigger, doughier police officer, didn't they? The stuntmen in Pertwee's era were great. Ah, the pans people of science fiction. Rossini's just a tool. That's a bit rude, Doctor. So the Master's dematerialization circuit isn't backwards compatible. Yes, it's like a PS4. You can't play the PS3 games on it, or PS5 now. But I don't know, have one. I don't have one. I don't know how it works. Daffodils. It shows how awful the Welsh are. What? You can't be racist about the Welsh and their daffodils. I'd totally trust a monstrous-headed freak handing out daffodils. In real life, the high street would be strewn with discarded flowers as soon as they'd walked off. Oh, like out the front of the comedy festival when you hand out your flyers. Stray boffin! Oh, that's right. Mr. Brown Rose is horrified by the stray boffin. Tubby Rowland's in the club. Pertwee's such a snob. Poor Mrs. Farrell Poacher. She's in mourning. Why is there a pufferfish hanging up in the doctor's lab? Oh, I love the cheeky electrician. Oh, Yates. He hates him. Yay! Shout at Yates, Brigadier. Tell him what for. The master engineer reveal is so cool. Why was Yates coming into the lab with mugs and his gun ready? What did he have in mind for Joe? Death by gurning. Yates stands very close to people when he's talking to them. He's creepy. Greyhound. Oh, Terry's loving this bit. Representation is so important. Daffodils seem such a ridiculous method of conquest, especially when you're distributing them from on a small coach in the home counties. So what was the Autons' plan? The airstrike was called off because the Master rocked up with the Doctor. If he hadn't, they'd have been blown up. That message would have taken ages to do in Morse code, even assuming they caught it from the start. Karate chop! The Master loves a radio telescope, doesn't he? Yeah, he goes up in one and kills the fourth Doctor later on when he becomes Anthony Ainley. A stretcher party. That man fell 50 feet off the telescope flat onto his back. He won't be playing the violin again, that's for sure. Well, that's the end of him. Nice compassion, Yates. The Master escapes in a rotten old coach and no one gives chase. I love it. Oh, my Lord, that was loads of fun. Hooray for Joe being plucky and adventurous. Oh, the Master being amazing, such a charmer. And yay to Tony and the posh poachers. to the Doctor for being a bit of a toff and very condescending. And Yates was in it. Oh, my God. Peter hates Yates. Thank you, Peter, for watching Terror of the Autons and texting it through to me over a number of hours. Hope you've had a good time with this podcast. I've been enjoying it. It's been an incredible year. I am taking quite an extended break now, so there will be no theories for you until I have gotten myself back on track. I'm just a little bit behind in about 4,000 things, but hopefully in a month, maybe 2 months, who knows? We'll see where we go. Thank you, everyone who supported the podcast, everyone who, sent me odd amounts of money. You are amazing and I love you. And my coffee filter is full of beans now. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone who sent in theories and messages. You have all been amazing and I'll be back soon enough anyway. All right. So I'll talk to you next time with my theories.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.